Mini episode 716 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by TV Howl, your home on the web for coverage of today's television scene and a look at the history of the medium as covered by big-time TV critic Adam Buckman. Follow them on the web at tvhowl.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode number 716. This is FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with our preview of Better Call Saul episode 2.9 titled Nailed. Here are the top five developments coming out of episode 2.8. Number five, we learned what can fuel a temporary healing power for Chuck, spite. There's absolutely no way that Chuck would have cared enough to personally attend the Mesa Verde meeting without having the incentive to sink Jimmy's joint venture. And Howard had to know that when he went to visit the shut-in. Chuck paid a hellacious price physically later on, again, probably from something that's psychosomatic if you believe most of the science, but pain is pain. He really experiences it, however it happens, and here he willingly brought it upon himself in an attempt to substantially undermine his brother. But as you'll find out, his amazing book smarts are no match for the street smarts of younger brother Slippin' Jimmy. Number four, Howard continues to be a three-dimensional character. Although he was very down on Kim recently because she caused the firm embarrassment by vouching for Jimmy, he was very gracious and reacted to her on a sympathetic human level when she struck out on her own. The reveal of Chuck's true nature at the end of season one revealed that Howard was not just a stock bad guy, but as we anticipated coming into this year, his straight arrow tendencies were going to keep him from being an actual sympathizer of Jimmy's. Sometimes screenwriters are afraid to acknowledge the complicated nuances of real life when they are laying out their characters. Thankfully, this is not a show that features any such fear. Number three. With a subplot greatly reminiscent of Breaking Bad, Mike is stalking the Salamanca operation with revenge in mind. Through Mike's eyes, we got to see just how Hector's clan operates their smuggling system right down to the desert storage place that we know Mike will later imitate. Enlisting his granddaughter to help him create the spike strip was a clever and fitting touch. Whatever Mike's got planned for the last two episodes of the season should be epic. Number two, Kim rides an emotional roller coaster, but the biggest valleys still lie ahead. Her incredible effort to retain the Mesa Verde account required a lot of skill and moxie to execute, and when she allowed herself to believe that she just might have been successful, her jubilation shined through. But Chuck's outflanking of her was truly deflating and even frightening for someone who had bet big on her efforts. It seems like she'll get the big account back, but she won't like how it happens when she finds out. And oh yeah, she will find out. Number one, by rescuing Kim with unethical tactics, Jimmy has committed an unforgivable sin in her book. He's also crossed the Rubicon with Chuck, but really that's only the final act in this escalating war between the brothers. It's the loss of Kim that will really haunt Jimmy, and using his trademark unsavory tactics to sink Chuck and regain Mesa Verde for Kim will do just that. We don't know how long it will take Kim to learn of Jimmy's unfortunate decision, but we know that she will. The great critic Alan Sepinwall compared this secret to the epic one in Breaking Bad, when Walt let Junkie Jane die and had to keep the secret from Jesse as long as they still had any connection. And while he's right that this isn't a life and death matter like Walt's decision to commit passive murder, unless Chuck commits suicide out of shame or something else totally unforeseen, Kim's coming rejection of Jimmy will feel like it is. And considering that we know that Jimmy is going to die, so to speak, and be replaced by the Saul Goodman persona, this development may have a lot to do with that figurative life and death scenario. We only know, based on this season's developments, that it marks a point of no return for Jimmy with Kim, and now the secret must be kept at all costs. Thank you for tuning in to this mini-episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.